It's time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine some recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm John Basile, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Hi, Regina.
Hi, John.
So this week, it looks like Venus is bright in the sky, but Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are also making appearances.
That's right. So Venus right now is a really well timed to go out in the evening just after sunset. And if you look towards the west, southwest part of the sky, the brightest thing you'll be able to see is Venus. And it sets a bit after 8:30 p.m. or so. So that's a nice thing you can do on Valentine's Day. Go check out the night sky. And then, like you said, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are up in the early morning sky. If you look towards the southeast about an hour before sunrise, you should be able to see those three planets, and they're going to be shining really brightly in the sky.
And what in the world is going on with Betelgeuse?
Yeah, so this is a fun story, and I really like it because it's a case where we can actually observe night sky objects that we typically think of as being very fixed, like the stars. We can actually go out with our naked eye and see them changing. So some people, you might have heard that Betelgeuse, which is a very famous star, it's actually in the shoulder of Orion, constellation Orion the Hunter. And you might be familiar with it. It's a very bright, very kind of reddish colored star. And over the last few months, it's actually been decreasing in brightness. And it's something you can actually tell with your naked eye. If you go out and look for Orion right now, you might notice that it looks a little bit different because of this one star being a lot less bright than it typically is. Now, we don't know exactly what's going on. Some people think that it may be a sign that it's about to supernova, which would, of course, be very, very exciting. It's actually what's called a red giant star. And the end of the life stage of these types of stars, they're very, very massive stars. And they go through a phase called the red giant phase, which is when they cool down and become very, very large. Then at the end of their life, they would actually supernova, which is where they would explode. And of course, that would be a fantastic thing to see. However, this is still astronomical timescales. And so it could be still 100,000 years before it actually supernovas. So we're not saying that it's going to happen tomorrow, but it is still a neat thing to be able to go out and see with your own eyes some stars that are actually changing before our very eyes.
And most days, routinely, we look up in the sky, we see the sun, but is it possible to get to know our sun even better?
Yes, hopefully. There's still actually a lot we don't understand about the sun. And so recently there's been a couple of developments thanks to NASA and a couple other space agencies to try to understand our sun better. One of them is a large new solar telescope that's just recently started operations called the Daniel Inouye Solar Telescope. It's the largest solar telescope in the world at about 13 feet in diameter. And it's located in Hawaii and it on top of a mountain. And it will give us really, really high resolution images of the surface of the sun that are just amazing. So it can resolve features on the sun as small as about 12 miles, which is pretty impressive considering that the sun is 93 million miles away. So that's going to help us understand sort of the processes on the surface of the sun a lot better. And then in conjunction, there's a new solar orbiter probe that was launched a couple of days ago that's going to be orbiting around the sun for the next 10 years. And what's special about this mission is that it will eventually leave sort of the plane of our solar system and get into an orbit that's tipped with respect to the plane in which all of the planets are orbiting, so that it will actually allow us to take photos for the first time of the poles of the sun, the north and south poles, which we haven't ever been able to see before.
Dr. Regina Jorgensen is the director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Regina, thanks, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much.